This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. And man, we had a weird week last week. Were you here twice? Or are you going to be here twice?
So I was here, and it got cut short because of the weather.
Right.
And then I was going to come in a different day, and you guys just said, don't even bother.
Yeah.
Because the game was pushing it back.
That was the worst one yet. Thursday was the worst one yet.
Yeah, you don't usually get them delayed by that much before they're canceled, but obviously they had to get it done before they left town.
And then you guys did the heavy lifting because you and Paulie had to be on for like...
Yeah, I think I had an extra 20 minutes. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, you guys, you truly don't care.
No.
I would care.
No, more
you
baseball time? Come on.
Yeah. So what we need to do is finish up the Sweet 16 of Best Aliens, and then we're going to do the Sweet 16. I don't think we've ever done this one before, Skip. The Sweet 16 of Best Spies.
I don't think we have.
Nice.
No, I don't think we have.
There's some really good. I got some great ones on
good.
This, but I don't know. I don't know if anybody else will even know who they are.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So the Elite Eight of Aliens. The Predator versus the Borg from Star Trek.
Oh, Predator.
Predator.
Okay. Yeah, going Pred one more time. Yoda versus E.T., who we now know had a big crush on Elliot's mom.
Come on, man.
Gosh, given the new information that's come to light.
Yoda.
Given the new information, I still hate E.T. Yoda.
Marvin the Martian from Looney Tunes versus Mork from Ork.
Oh, man. Two
those
funny
are the
ones.
Two best ones right there.
Dang it. I got to go Mork.
Marvin.
I got to go Marvin.
Good. That means I don't have to vote.
Okay. This one we still need. Chewbacca versus Spock.
Chewie.
Spock.
I mean Chewie.
Spock.
I guess I'll go Spock.
You really choked up on that one.
Yeah. Just felt bad about letting Chewie down.
Chicks dig logic.
Yeah.
That's what I've always been told.
And those eyebrows.
So Starman versus Spock.
Spock.
How come what did we do there? We didn't. Oh,
we still
one
needed
left.
Okay. One left. Yeah.
Starman. Starman is the best alien of all. That was a great movie.
I'm so impressed that we remember this from
you?
A week
ago. Spock.
I guess Spock.
Okay. Spock moves on. There's the final four. Predator versus Yoda. The better alien.
Predator.
Yoda.
Predator.
Yep. Yoda moves on.
Yoda.
Marvin the Martian versus Spock.
Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin versus Yoda.
Marvin the Martian.
Have you guys heard the Weird Al song, Yoda?
No. Yeah.
And it's Lolo by the Kinks, but it's about Yoda.
Yeah.
Andrew loves
Yoda. I'm voting for Marvin because, to me, Yoda's not really an alien since he never came here. He was never on Earth, never visited Earth, so technically...
He's just native to his worlds.
He's not an alien.
Mm-hmm.
It was Yoda against who?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin.
Yoda.
I gotta go Yoda.
Tie to Dave.
Oh.
Two, That's to easy. You, the tie is.
Yeah, that's
I'm
Marvin.
Going with Marvin.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Marvin the Martian so with the upset.
Marvin beat dogs, though.
No.
Dogs.
I'll vote for Marvin on that.
Would you really? You love you some Marvin.
I like the Marvin's dog.
Remember Marvin had that one dog? Yeah.
He had like a hairbrush on his head. Yeah. I remember that. Okay. Sweet 16 of the best fictional spy of all time. Skip.
I'm going to start with, I got some really good ones. There's some really good one time for one movie. Mm-hmm. There's some good TV series spies. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with Maxwell Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a shoe phone.
You guys too young to remember that one?
No, not at all.
Get Smart.
Well, he did a remake.
Yeah, primarily because of the Steve Carell remake.
Yeah, but that's not Maxwell Smart. What is great about him is he was a good spy. If you wanted to make that a serious show, it would not take a huge jump. I mean, there were times when it wasn't all bumbling into it.
There's I thought it was. I didn't watch it as much
yeah,
as
there
you.
Was. It wasn't always. I mean, there's times when he figured it out, kind of like the Steve Carell version. There's times when he was competent, and he just, it wasn't like Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah.
And so he was a good spy, and then it was hilarious.
Yes. Andrew.
I will go with Austin Powers.
Oh, very good. One.
Wheels.
Jason Bourne.
My two top.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Rach.
How about Harriet the Spy?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Why not? She had skills. How about Mad Magazine Spy versus Spy?
Oh, ooh. There you go.
That was a great video game, too.
Excellent. Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a video game.
Back in the day. Way back in the day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boy, those were weird looking guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. They always were very off putting.
They concocted some stuff.
Yeah, they did. Did you do the back fold thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I did it all.
Yeah, that was cool.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those days, like 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old, if you're good parents, you don't let your 9, 10, 12-year-old read Mad Magazine. So I would just, but I'd get as many of them as I could somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I would love to have had a subscription of them.
Yeah.
Because like some great movie you like is going to be, they're going to spoof that, and then they're going to take a TV show. They did that on everything, and then all the stuff in the middle, and it was just great.
Yeah, totally so great. Funny. Totally great. Where do we leave off? Your turn.
Okay. I may be alone on this.
All right.
But one of, if not the biggest crush of my entire life, Emma Peel. Mrs. Peel. Diana Rigg.
Yes.
From the Avengers.
From the Avengers.
Yeah, another one they remade.
Yes.
Later
I'm
on.
I'm telling you.
Uma.
Was that with
you.
Uma?
I think so.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Uma was, yeah. I'm telling you. Remember when the Avengers used to be on
late at night?
They were reruns by then.
Yeah.
But when I was sixth grade, seventh grade, there was no better looking woman to me than Diana Rigg.
You know who I thought you were going to say? One of the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I don't know if they're spies.
No, they're more detectives. Yeah.
But Emma Peel, because she was the badass of the two. She was the fighter of the two of them.
How about her versus Catwoman?
That's very equal things. But Emma Peel was a good guy.
Okay.
So that's why I liked her.
Andrew.
And she had the British accent, which once again, is 20 points of favor.
Well, Mike wasn't on. What about Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quality.
Oh, yeah.
Wheels?
Jack Bauer.
Good one.
He fixed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think he's a spy?
He worked for the CIA, right?
I guess.
I thought he was like sort of a quintessential spy.
Yeah.
I just never, you never see him like infiltrate anything. He just like
he
kicks open doors
everything.
And snaps people's necks and stuff. He just tortures. He's like a professional torturer.
Well, there you go. He's a spy.
How about Agent K from Men in Black?
It's a good one.
Tommy Lee.
Were they spies? I guess they were.
We're spies kinda. Against the aliens.
Yeah. Cosmic spies. Yeah.
They did kind of cloak and dagger stuff.
Yeah.
I need a ruling on this one. What about Steve Austin, the $6 million man?
Ooh.
Was he a spy?
Absolutely.
What was the agency that put him back together?
The, OSI?
Yeah, the
something like that.
That sounds secret. That makes you a spy.
The S probably stands for spy.
Isn't the key for
Oscar Madison
for spy status is basically your secret. Nobody knows.
Yeah. Secret agent. Yeah, he was definitely.
I think that fits.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Skip.
I got a bunch of them here, so I'm not going to be able to get to all of them. But there's a couple good series, and you guys, I don't know, I don't think we've ever talked about either one of these series. So I'll just try one of them. How about Michael Weston in Burn Notice? You ever watch Burn Notice?
Is that the one
in Miami?
Oh no, you and Close both loved that one.
Yeah, it's good.
I was like, who is it that I know that loves Burn Notice?
Okay, let's not do that one then.
Mark Close.
Let's not do that one. Anybody watch Homeland?
Yes. Yeah,
Carrie Mathison.
That was on my list. That's a great
Carrie
one.
Mathison would drive you crazy.
Yes,
but you know what? She was always right.
One of the best acting jobs in
modern
times.
She was always right. Everybody would think she's crazy. She had psychotic pills.
Yeah, I don't know.
And at the very end, the spoiler of the very end, she pushed herself deep undercover and moved to Russia. Do you remember that? Did you watch the end of it?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. So
that's great. Well, I won't now.
Great show.
Yeah.
How many we need?
We got to go around again.
Okay. Andrew.
Archer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my last one, too.
Nice. Wheels.
Jack Ryan. Get off my plane. Too. Wait, that's the wrong movie.
Skip me, because I was going to say Archer.
Okay. I have MacGyver and James Bond.
Ooh, James Bond's got to be on there, right?
Be on there. But MacGyver kind of does, too.
Never watched an episode of MacGyver.
Oh, they're pretty good.
You're not a spy for just fixing up like homemade bombs and stuff.
We all seem to know exactly what a spy is.
I have one. I got one that is definitely a spy, and I think only you know who it is.
Okay.
Lancelot Link.
No.
Lancelot Link. Oh, that sounds really
secret chip. Yes. I thought you were going to go with Kyriakos from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, that.
Remember those guys?
Yes. Did anybody else know? You know who Lancelot Link is?
No.
Oh,
I know the name.
When we were young, Saturday morning cartoons, they took chimps and they'd stick like peanut butter or something in their mouth. So they would move their mouths like this and then they would dub over. So they dressed them up in spy things and they had Mata Hari and all the. And it was. When I'm eight, it was the coolest thing. You look at it now and it's unbelievable.
Most things are.
It's almost like animal abuse almost.
Yeah.
So it's just terrible.
All right, Sweet 16 of fictional spies. Let's get a few of these done. I said Martha Stewart. Maxwell Smart versus Agent K from Men in Black.
Agent K.
Oh, man.
Wow. Maxwell taken out.
Get him out of here.
Austin Powers versus Steve Austin.
Austin Powers.
$6 million man, baby.
Steve.
Austin Powers. Tight end wheels.
Steve.
Steve Austin Powers. You heard him.
Mm-hmm. Austin Powers was just a funny man.
Jason Bourne versus Carrie Mathison.
Oh, my God.
Austin Powers saved the day at the end.
That sucks.
Jason Bourne, I guess.
Carrie Mathison was always right, even in the face of everybody.
Yeah, but Jason Bourne could whip your ass,
don't
too.
Remember her always
that's all
being right.
It was more of him. He was a fighter.
That's true.
She was a spy.
Jason Bourne.
She was a true undercover spy.
Right?
Jason Bourne.
Okay, Bourne moves on. Harriet the Spy versus Archer.
Harriet.
I don't know either one.
I'm not familiar with either of their
magnifying glass.
No, I'm not either.
Well, they voted, so.
Right. Okay, well, then we are tied. I'll go Harriet the Spy just to...
All right. Harriet moves on. Spy versus Spy from Mad Magazine versus Jack Ryan.
Oh, Jack Ryan.
Spy versus Spy.
Okay, Jack moves on. Mrs. Peel from The Avengers versus James Bond.
Oh, two Brits.
Yes.
British
invasion.
I will vote for Mrs. Peel against every
Bond just feels too
obvious. Every category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. James Bond.
All right. Bond moves on. Ethan Hunt versus MacGyver.
Ethan Hunt.
MacGyver.
MacGyver.
I'm going MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Right. Yeah. It was fun.
Jack Bauer versus Lancelot Link.
Lancelot Link's secret
Jack
chip.
Bauer.
I guess, remember,
there was a question if he was actually a spy, whereas Lancelot Link's name is Secret Chimp.
But he's not even a human.
Yeah, but you can spy.
That's why he's such a good spy.
Right.
He's really good.
Perfect undercover. He's not even human.
Yeah. Some call me the gangster.
Welcome back, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX Sweet 16 of Fictional Spies.
Wait, I have another thing. We should have put the spy in. The spy from Stratego.
Oh, good one.
Because it is the only thing that can beat the one.
Yes. Yes. I love that game.
I did too.
Just love that game. I like playing it even without playing a game.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'm a spy. Here we go. The Elite Eight of Fictional Spies. Agent K from Men in Black versus Steve Austin, the $6 million man.
Steve Austin.
Steve.
Agent K.
Agent K.
Ah, damn it. I didn't go fast enough. Steve.
Steve K.
Jason Bourne versus Harriet the Spy.
Dark horse.
Bourne.
Harriet.
Harriet.
Bourne. Get that nasty stuff out of here. Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne. Kidding me?
Yeah.
Jack Ryan versus James Bond.
Ooh, boy.
James Bond.
I'll say versus Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Jack Ryan, USA, USA.
Bond.
No, Bond wins.
Is it tied to me?
Think so.
I think I was the only Jack Ryan.
Were you?
Did you say Bond, Dave?
Oh, yes. Okay, right. Bond moves on.
I think I probably would have voted for Bond.
MacGyver versus Jack Bauer. Jack. I messed that up, didn't I?
Did you?
No, it's Jack Ryan. Sorry.
We just voted for Jack Ryan.
Yeah, so it's Jack Bauer now.
Jack Bauer.
Yeah. Versus MacGyver.
Bauer.
MacGyver.
Bauer.
I'm going to go with MacGyver.
Okay. MacGyver moves on. What's going on at Weber this month?
It's a brand new month with, you know, we were given a little bit of a preview that with the tariffs, there was going to be no raise in prices. Chevrolet was going to absorb them. Anything that happened. Of course, there was going to be less because there's so many cars that are built in the U.S. And then there was an easing on the restrictions, and all of a sudden there's not even – but they thought that they may have to maybe tamp down the incentives a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where there was a $3,000 rebate, there may be a $2,000 or $2,500 and so on. With the easing of the restrictions, our rebates, incentives, and all those goodies that we do for consumers to help them move cars – are just as strong, if not stronger, as last month.
Good.
So it's going to be a good month. Our numbers came out. Once again, I'm the only three Chevy dealers that are above 800 score on our reputation score. We could take care of people. And last month, we had our best total volume month since COVID, if you add all the stores together. Every store's had their own best month, but it was just a great time. And it's because pricing and timing, and we have plenty of vehicles, and you can find the vehicle you want, don't have to wait for it, and all that stuff. It's just a really good time, and feels a little bit more like old times.
Good. Now that's so great. Yeah. That's great. Okay, final four of Fictional Spies, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Colonel Steve Austin, the $6 million man, versus Jason Bourne.
Bourne.
Austin.
Bourne.
Austin.
Bourne.
Bourne moves on. James Bond versus MacGyver.
See, now, there's no question that James Bond is the number one spy.
That's right, James Bond. Things.
Right.
And so I'm voting against him every time. It just was too, I didn't even have him on my list. It's too easy. And MacGyver was a cool show. I don't know about the new one that's going. MacGyver was a cool show to watch. So I'm going to go with MacGyver.
Okay. You guys?
I'll say MacGyver.
James Wheels. Bond.
I kind of agree with Skip. I'm going to go. I hate MacGyver, but Bond is too obvious.
Okay. MacGyver versus.
Plus, I hate MacGyver.
Plus, I'm tanking it for Jason Bourne.
Versus Jason Bourne.
Let's go, but Jason Bourne.
That's the same thing, though. It's the same exact thing. I mean, you think of spies, you think of.
But he's American.
So I'm going. Well, that's true. You're going. That's true. But I'm going MacGyver.
Bourne.
MacGyver.
MacGyver.
It's on you.
Oh, Bourne. Nice. Okay, there you go.
You almost had a little chunk of cheese moment.
Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. That's WeberChevrolet.com. I just want to shake your tree.
Love it, love it, love it. I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.